Good morning. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Are you still singing it? A great multitude is singing it. It's a song that fills heaven, this Easter Alleluia. So when this song is part of our life, it makes us a part of that eternal Alleluia chorus. This is a word from the Old Testament, a Hebrew word, that is used only here in the New Testament. But in the first six verses of Revelation 19, it occurs four times. It means, praise Yah, the I Am Lord. Alleluia, verse 1. For He has brought salvation. The Lord God stepped forth from the grave on Easter morn, bringing salvation to men. Gone is all the punishment of sin. Gone the sorrow and pain. Gone the trappings of death. Gone was hell's celebration and Satan's vain boast. The Lord stepped forth from the grave on Easter morn. And yes, He brought salvation for you, brushing away the bars of death, chaining and sealing Satan in his bottomless pit, and throwing wide the gates of heaven. Alleluia. So are you singing it? A great multitude, we're told, is singing it. The voice of many waters is singing it. It is a loud, mighty thundering. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The Spirit, notice, is adding rich meaning to our Alleluias by using this original Hebrew word, a word that crosses languages through all the millennia, demonstrating thus the eternal unity of faith in Christ from the beginning to the end of time. And so, with all believers united, verse 6 says, the song, the refrain, becomes a mighty thundering. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Omnipotent. What a word. All might and power are His. Not some. Not most of it. All. With all might and power, He swept away death's hold, shook the underworld, dispatched an angel to push aside the stone from the grave. And what happened? Proud Rome's guards faint and flee. The dragon and his beasts faint and flee. Sin and death faint and flee. He sits on the throne and demands their unconditional surrender. Your rule over my people is ended. Over. Altogether finished. Whoever believes in me shall never die. That's His promise to you. The dragon's raging forces will be nothing but a feast for the vultures, fodder for the fire. Jesus holds the keys of hell and death. The devil cannot drag away one child of heaven. as a shrieking victim, for Christ is the judge over all, and in His resurrection, He has declared all righteous. The Spirit moves us to respond to that verdict of righteousness with a heartfelt Alleluia. And all who thus respond to that verdict of righteousness are held by His omnipotent hand. Even that faith, holding on to the Alleluia, is created and kept secure by His omnipotent grace. The mighty gates of heaven are held open by His omnipotent blood shed for you. The angel once guarding the gates of paradise with a flaming sword is sent now to protect and bring you to Him. Yes, His final victory is not yet seen, but He is omnipotent. As surely as He is risen, He will raise me and all the dead. Dust and ashes will hear His voice. Obey and march before Him. As surely as He is risen, He will give eternal life to you and all who believe in Him. With heaven's song filling our hearts, we will rush to take our place with that multitude and join the refrain, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. So each day, let us cast our griefs and sorrows, our doubts and fears, our lusts and temptations into the grave. That's where they belong. Bury them and let them rot there. And let your heart be filled with that song of heaven so that your life sings Alleluia. Sometimes quietly, Alleluia. Sometimes loudly, Alleluia! But always confidently, Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 199, stanzas 1 and 2.